Hi, Ray. What's on your mind, sir? And thank you for calling and shutting me up. Thank you.
Well, hi, Dr. Ray. Hey, I've been taking your newsletter for 4 or 5 years, and it's great. I'd recommend anybody take it. There's just so much helpful information in there.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I can barely hear you. Let me see if I turn. Hey, I have a cough, and I've heard you talk about this. They used to call it the SSKI. I think it's Bernard's solution now.
Yeah, potassium iodide.
Yeah, so will that help with a cough that's down in my upper lungs?
Well, what it does is it kills germs. And so if there's germs down there giving you a cough, yes, it will, if it's entirely due to the germs. It does get into all the secretions in the respiratory tract. And that includes in the sinuses, by the way. And so if a person takes a good-sized dose for not very long, and notice I emphasize it's not very long, because if we take it for a long time, we could suppress our own thyroid glands. But if we take a good-sized dose for a couple, 3 days, and then just quit, usually if there's any germs down there, they're dead. And if that was the cause of the cough, well, it's going to clear. But there's two other things that we have to throw into this mix. One, there are certain germs that get into the lungs that actually disable the ability of the lining cells of the trachea, the bronchi, and as far out as the little tubes go that carry oxygen and out and carbon dioxide in. Oh, it's the other way around, isn't it? Yes. Mm-hmm. I got my Al Gore backwards. Anyway, there's little cells there that have on them, no kidding, teeny, 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 teeny little like paddles. And what they do is they sweep upward, sweep upward, sweep upward. So if we happen to breathe in some pollution or something, they just sweep it out of there. And then every once in a while you go and spit it out. But it's a continuous process, and particularly in young people, it works really, really well. Well, unfortunately, there's some of the viruses and bacteria that can disable that process, and so the lungs can't sweep themselves out, so we're always coughing and coughing. Now, years ago, some researchers found what reignites that process. It happens, gets it going again, and that's good old vitamin A. And so if people had disabled these little guys that are sweepers or paddles are called cilia. I didn't make the name up. Somebody else did, C-I-L-I-A. And we can look them up online if you want to. If those cilia are disabled, then the vitamin A can reactivate them. Not the first day, and one does have to use a fairly good-sized dose, but it can reactivate them in a couple of weeks so that they're now paddling everything upwards and we don't have to cough as much anymore. What kind of a dose? Well, unless we're planning to get pregnant. And never do this if you're planning to get pregnant. You aren't, I'm sure, sir, but for the ladies. 50,000 units of vitamin A a day is safe. It sounds like a whole heck of a lot, but it was deliberately made so that tiny amounts would be given thousands of units to basically scare people, because it actually is possible to overdose if you go to 400,000 or 500,000 units a day. That is true. There's research on that, but not 50,000. So anyway.
How long would you do that? How many days would you do that for?
Well, the potassium iodide, let's start there. The potassium iodide at high doses, you wouldn't do any more than 3 days and you got to quit.
What's a high dose on potassium iodide? I got the one that you guys sell at your dispensary.
Yeah, the Bernard solution. It's the same thing.
Comes out in little drops. So how many drops would I use?
Yes. Well, to try to kill germs, and again, just for this short period of time, you can go to 12 to 15 drops in water or any other kind of liquid you'd like. And you do that every 3-4 hours while you're awake. And if it hasn't done the job, sir, in 3 days, you just quit. You got to, because you could suppress your own. But if it is germs and it kills them, you'll know.
Right.
Okay. Then the vitamin A, let's just mention me and my wife. We both take 50,000 units a day. Actually, we don't. We multiply by 7 and take 7 times 50,000 once a week, because it is a fat-soluble vitamin. It stores and it'll come back out again as needed. So anyway, we take the equivalent of 50,000 units a day every day. Why? Because with doing that, sir, since we started and kept our vitamin Ds up in the tropical optimal, I'd say each of us has had 2 colds in the last 6-7 years. That's it.
Well, and there's no danger with the liver on that vitamin A for, like, you know, adult males?
Only if you got
in their late 50s.
Only if you got an impaired liver to begin with, sir. No.
No, I don't have any problems with that.
Okay, and lastly, sir, I'm not kidding.
No, yeah.
There's one other thing. There's something to keep handy, particularly if you happen to have kids. It's a homeopathic remedy just strictly for coughs. It does not kill germs. I got to underline that. It does not kill germs. It doesn't restore the ability of these little cilia that, like vitamin A does. But my, it certainly helps slow down coughs. It's a homeopathic remedy. It's called, by this name, mucolytic drainage, mucolytic drainage. And then I don't know where they got this third word. It's liquescence, liquescence, liquescence. Mucolytic drainage sequescence, liquescence. It's made by professional formulas. We sell it at Toma Dispensary, but it's also for sale in your local natural food store and your compounding pharmacies. And the reason it's for sale all over the place, sir, is that if it's used according to the instructions on the label, and remember, it's homeopathic, can't hurt a thing. Particularly, a lot of parents say, wow, that really cuts down on the coughing the kids are doing it while they're getting better. And it also works for adults.
Oh, cool. I'll look into it. Hey, if it's a slow day for you, you know that there's the Husky game going on right now, and the debate with the senators going on right now.
Yay. Okay.
So I think we'd all be sure better listening to you.
Oh, but, well.
Hey, if you don't have a lot of callers, I got one other thing I'd like your opinion on.
Yeah, one other thing, sir.
Okay. You know, there's a guy that comes on the radio on this station before you. He's kind of a real commercial guy with the bioidentical hormones and stuff. And he pushes this product called a Relief Factor for joint pain and inflammation. And it has curcumin in it, but his curcumin is only 18%. And it's like 667 milligrams for his two tablets. And you can buy some of the other curcumin, like in a health food store, that's 1,000 milligrams at 98%. I think they say curcuminoid.
Something with oil.
Yeah. Curcuminoid. So is there a difference in the strength on that? Because, I mean, people call in on his show and say, yeah, this has really helped me out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's a couple other things he uses. He uses resveratrol and something with an I in something or other. But people call up. I was just wondering what the curcumin is. From what I've read, that's the one that's really the anti-inflammatory agent.
Yeah, that's likely the most important of the three, sir, although I would have to go read the label on it, but it sounds like it might be the most important of the three.
So 98%, is that a good dosage, or 18%? Or, I mean,
yes, it is, sir. Yes, it is, and you might want to do one other thing, and that is go to a website that's spelled this way, TESSERACT. That's a company that's come up with a very, very innovative absorptive technology to get things in, and they've been able to prove that that technology helps things to absorb better than anything else that's currently on the market. And notice I didn't say anything else that ever will be on the market, but currently on the market.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you
so much,
sir. And have a great day.
You too, and let's go to our break and then get back to our callers.